Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An armed carjacking suspect who was shot and killed by several police officers in Northeast Philadelphia has been identified, KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Police say it was around 7 o'clock Monday night when 51-year-old Jerome Cooper carjacked a Toyota Camry sedan at G Street and Hunting Park Avenue. The owner of the vehicle, a 32-year-old man, was shot in the abdomen and is in stable condition. Cooper led police on a high-speed chase through several neighborhoods, at one point allegedly firing at police. After going against traffic, the vehicle came to a halt when it went up onto the median in the 4600 block of Roosevelt Boulevard across from the Pep Boys in the Northeast Tower Shopping Center. Officials say Cooper got out of the vehicle and raised his gun. That's when seven officers opened fire. Cooper was struck several times and transported to an area hospital where he later died. All the officers involved in the shooting are on administrative duty pending an investigation. A 29-year-old man who allegedly fired a shot at Cooper at the initial carjacking location is also being investigated. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Health Department has released new data on overdose deaths in 2023 and the city's effort to prevent them. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Health officials confirmed earlier estimates that 1,310 people died in Philadelphia as a result of overdoses. That's down slightly from 2022, but still the second highest number of overdose deaths the city has seen in 1 year. And Health Department Medical Director Dr. Daniel Teixeira da Silva says the figures vary by demographic group.
While there was a 15% decrease in overdose deaths among non-Hispanic white people, there was only a 5% decrease among non-Hispanic black people, and there was a 2% increase among Hispanic people.
Overdose Response Director Kelly McCloyd said the city plans to expand its canvassing program for prevention with an emphasis on Spanish speakers.
We really want to make sure that we are supporting all of our residents.
The program started in October 2023. McCloyd says canvassing have distributed 32,000 doses of naloxone since then. Officials credit increased access to naloxone for some of the decrease. They're projecting another drop in overdose deaths for 2024, but still expect it to remain above 1,100. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man charged with shooting six Philadelphia police officers several years ago will be back on the stand this morning. He was testifying yesterday in his own defense. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Dressed in a pink suit, 42-year-old Maurice Hill told jurors that in the late afternoon of August 14th of 2019, he had just come home, taken a shower when his dog barked, and then he immediately heard gunshots and thought intruders were trying to rob him. He said his adrenaline started pumping and he fired back with an AR-15 rifle. He said the house was dark, gunfire knocking chunks out of the wall. He repeatedly told jurors that he was scared for his life and thought he was going to die. He said he never heard police announced themselves, but eventually heard a police radio, saw officers running on the street, and began watching TV news, realizing it was the police. Hill said officers continued to shoot into the house, so he dove behind a couch and decided not to surrender, and instead call his family, crying, saying he didn't know what he was going to do. His sister, he said, told him to turn himself in, but he said he thought the police would try and kill him. Hill said eventually the commissioner at the time, Richard Ross, called him and told him to come out, and that's when he said he wanted to talk to his attorney, Shaka Johnson, who told him he would call Larry, meaning D.A. Larry Krasner. Hill said when Johnson got there, he eventually came out of the house waving a white T-shirt and was taken into police custody. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Burlington County, New Jersey adopted a program meant to make traffic stops safer and smoother for drivers with autism. KYW's Vig Ragapathy tells us the Blue Envelope program is close to being implemented throughout New Jersey.
Burlington County officials have printed out thousands of blue envelopes for local police departments to give to drivers with autism spectrum disorder, following the leads of states like Connecticut and 17 other New Jersey counties.
It's provide specific information about what type of communication this driver best responds to. It has all their information on it and has emergency contact information on the card also.
Patrick Thornton is the chief of investigations with the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office.
The ultimate goal here is to improve the communication and the safety of both the officer and the driver of the vehicle during these interactions.
The idea being, if a driver with autism gets pulled over and gets overwhelmed or doesn't know how to respond, the readily available blue envelope can help avoid misunderstandings that spiral out of control. The CDC says people with autism are more likely to suffer from anxiety than neurotypical people.
Anything we can do to help develop that better contact can hopefully help bridge that communication gap.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.